For 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Have you heard the weather forecast lately? Stay warm and dry in a custom-made cedar blind or a pop-up blind. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock at the best price anywhere. Randy's has scents, game calls, decoys, and trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuttyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. Randy's Hunting Center now sells hunting and fishing licenses. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Check out the website randyshuntingcenter.com or call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
You'll find the largest supply of the very popular brand new 2014 Ford Escape at Moore Motors in Carroll. Whether you need four-wheel drive or just want front-wheel drive, Moore Motors has 15 brand new 2014 Ford Escapes in stock to choose from. Buy at up to $2,500 in savings off MSRP or lease from $283 a month plus tax with zero down and zero due at signing. Get your great Escape deal at Moore Motors just west of Carroll on M81. 36-month lease based on 10,500 miles per year, tax, title, and transfer fees not included in savings. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/LinkLight.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week, Morenci at Harbor Beach. And now we send it down to Clark Ramsey, who's standing by with Troy Shelke. Clark?
The head coach of the Harbor Beach football program, Troy Shelke. How are you doing today?
Excellent, Clark. Thanks for having me on.
Well, of course, big win last week for your fourth straight district title over Waterford Our Lady. Full from 2012, a tight game in 12, a tight game in 14 for sure. Take us through that one.
Yeah, we felt fortunate 2 years ago to beat these guys, and you know, I thought we had to really play a good game this past Saturday to beat them again. You know, I think they probably had state championship aspirations, and I think they're a very good team. We had to give about everything we could to get that W.
And rushing for 359 yards in the day, nothing through the air, but of course the weather had a large factor in that. And not to mention a drive that consisted of 9 minutes, 37 seconds, 85 yards, and 20 plays. We haven't seen that from Harbor Beach in a few years.
No, that was a good old-fashioned Harbor Beach drive, and we've been a quick strike team, so it was good for us to have to convert some fourth downs and move the chains and eat up a lot of that clock. I think, you know, that drive helped us in the fourth quarter.
And of course, three turnovers on the day resulted in touchdowns for you. Of course, that drive set up by a Josh Shelke interception, and then after that, the game blowing wide open with defensive strip for a touchdown and then a pick six.
Just tremendous plays, and they would be big plays any point in the ball game, scoring defensively. But in the fourth quarter, when you need some things to happen in close games, those are just phenomenal plays. And, you know, Devin Lemansky's strip and then Mitchell Hearn stepping in front, you know, those are plays that you'll always remember.
Now you take on Morenci for the regional championship. They come in at 10-1. Their only loss to Clinton is 26-28 back on October 3rd, and they took out Ottawa Lake Whitford at 42-22. Your thoughts on Morenci?
Yeah, very good team. Very concerned about their quarterback. He's a dual threat. So last week we faced a passing quarterback. This week a guy that can pass and run. And then number four, young man Austin Sandusky, probably the best player we've faced all year. Has real legitimate speed, great moves, and it'll be a challenge for us to contain this team.
And Austin Sandusky, of course, has about 5'5", just smaller than Austin Seltz, also listed at about 140 pounds. We can run a 40-yard in about 4-5. Not too bad.
Yeah, reminds me a little bit of Seltz watching him on tape. You know, can cut at full speed. And, you know, once he gets his shoulders squared up and is moving forward, he's a tough guy to stop. So it's going to be a real challenge for us to contain this offense. and then offensively put enough points on the board to be able to win.
And you kind of hit it on already that last week preparing for Waterford Our Lady was completely different than Morenci this week.
Yeah, it took us a couple practices for our defensive linemen in particular to adjust, because now we're facing sweeps laterally, facing inside traps. We have a good fullback too with the inside traps and dives. And so we had to get out of the habit of rushing upfield. So it was kind of a readjustment period for our defensive line. But had a great practice, one of our best of the year. So, you know, hopefully that'll carry into the game on Saturday.
And how is the team handling the weather? It's been extremely cold. We've seen everything from sleet, sunshine, to snow. How's the team adjusting to that?
This team has just been great in the weather. We've had a lot of rain starting early in the year, and we've had some of our best practices in the rain. It was cold and windy and snowy and at times sunshine, and the kids really loved it. They had a blast out there and had a tremendous practice, and so this team's a good poor weather team, so we'll take whatever we get.
And, of course, time with poor weather. Saturday, the game absolutely tore up the field. What's the field like?
Yeah, Coach Rubel and Coach Sorensen are working on that roller, you know, trying to smooth it out a little bit. Coach Rubel thought it looked pretty good.
And what are the keys in your mind to defeating and stopping Morenci in their tracks?
Yeah, for us offensively, I'd like to limit our errors. We, you know, made a few mistakes last week, a couple of turnovers and so on. We did overcome those. You know, I'd like to limit those if we could. You know, I'd like for us to be a little bit more multidimensional. You know, we relied on Josh and Austin a lot last week. I'd like to get more guys involved, get that passing game going. And then hopefully our defense will just shut them down, make Coach Rubel earn his money.
Well, we lowered his pay last week already, let alone what it could go to that this week. But how healthy is the team? It's a long season. The injuries have to start piling up.
Yeah, for this time of year, I would say very good. I mean, we've been a lot more beaten up at this time. And yeah, really, I hate to use the war comparison, but it really becomes a war of attrition at this point. So, you know, we're banged up here and there, but we're reasonably healthy and we have some pretty decent depth. So, you know, it's going to take our banged up guys making a good effort and then guys stepping up if they have to be replaced.
Troy Schelke, best of luck to you today against Morenci.
Thank you so much, Clark. Appreciate it.
That's Troy Schelke, head coach of the High Reach football program for the past 18 years. Coming up on your WLEW Sports pregame show, it's our famed media roundtable. Keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318. 18.
Why do they officiate? Here's what they said.
I officiate because I love to be involved in the sport and it continues to keep me in shape. It gives me an opportunity to be part of the activities as they still go on.
And I feel that I can make a difference and be a role model to a lot of young aspiring officials and especially females, which we really need.
You can be a high school referee. Just call or click the MHSAA. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Listen to WLEW Sports in more ways than ever before. Tune into Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and John Mooney with your call today. Our Director of Sports Information is Doug Cole, and our Director of Social Media and Media Relations Kayla Carson. And now it's time for a segment we like to call